We turn now to our scripture reading, and we come to a new book today in the book of Proverbs. That's right after the book of Psalms, Proverbs chapter 1. And we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 33. Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 33, beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God, so let's give our attention to them. He would sanctify us and turn us to Christ, His Son. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, King of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, and they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, and they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. And those are God's words. So again, we coming here now to Proverbs. This is written by the book, by King Solomon. And the first six verses gives us the general purpose, the design of the book, to know, to receive wisdom, knowledge, etc., especially for young men. And here Solomon speaking to his son. And yet we know, of course, for all of us, all Scripture is applicable for all of us. And so let not that discourage us, or ladies or older folks, from reading and learning and growing in wisdom and the fear of the Lord. And then through verse 9, we're given the beginning of knowledge. What is the beginning of wisdom? It is the fear of the Lord. And here, we just sang this. Let's see if I can find it. In Psalm 2b, the describes the fear of the Lord. It's joy mixed with trembling. We just sang that. Joy mixed with trembling. And Charles Bridges has, I think, one of the best definitions of it. The fear of the Lord is that affectionate reverence by which the child of God bends himself humbly and carefully to his Father's law. His wrath is so bitter and his love so sweet that we have this earnest desire to please him and to fear him so that we will not sin against him. And then he mentions the Hebrews 12 as reference for our God's a consuming fire. And many of you who have been here a while have heard me quote that before. And that is a good reference. It's Charles Bridges' commentary on chapter 1, verse 7. And then through verse 19, the warning to you against spending time with bad company, with evildoers and unbelievers. He says in verse 15, my son, walk now not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Well, then we ought not to be part of that, as we've learned even in the Sermon on the Mount already, and the sixth commandment. And then to the end of the chapter, we see those who turn from wisdom. They hear the wisdom. They hear God's word and they turn from it. They hear wise counsel from Christians, right? From God's word. And they turn from it and they act like the fool. And he's warning them, don't do that. Don't turn from wisdom. Because what we see here is that by turning from wisdom, here personified, and we see that throughout Proverbs, wisdom is personified as a woman. And here is actually, we see perfect wisdom, which is true wisdom, in Jesus Christ. And so if you're turning from her, if you're turning from wisdom, you're turning from Jesus Christ. And so those who turn, we know from Jesus Christ, who personifies wisdom, for God is wisdom, will come to certain ruin. That's what we are warned here at the end. So those who don't listen to biblical wisdom and counsel repeatedly as it is offered will come to ruin. Those who refuse Jesus Christ will come to ruin. If you want the fear of the Lord, if you want true wisdom, then you must come to Jesus Christ by faith and hear Him and receive what He says. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise today. We're thankful how You have blessed us in Christ Your Son with the good news that You have brought us to Yourself, that though we have sinned against You and we've rebelled against You, and we have been the ones who have heard the wise counsel, whether as children, all of us as children, we've heard the wise counsel and rebelled against it and ran the opposite way. Father, we've done the same as we've grown older. We've just hidden it more of how we have gotten away from turning from You. Even when we profess Your name, Father, we have turned from wisdom. And we know we deserve the curses of the pains of hell forever. We deserve Your judgments. We deserve to be the fool who's like who is the atheist, who doesn't believe in God. But we believe, Father. And so help our unbelief, that You would grant us wisdom, that You would grant us salvation in Christ Your Son, faith in Him, a greater faith, and that You would continue sanctifying us, that we would be those who sit at Your before You, at Your feet, to hear all Your commands and all Your promises and follow You. And Father, we ask that we would You would humble us to the point where we would actually follow you and submit to you in all things. We desire to delight in you and be a delight to you. And so, Father, we ask that you would grant us that fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of knowledge, that affectionate reverence, and yet joy of coming into your presence because you are merciful and gracious in your Son, Jesus Christ. That we would not have fear of judgment, for there is in love of you, there is no fear of judgment, but only a certain expectation of what is to come and hope. And so, Father, help us to have that hope. Help us to that it would be true in our souls, in our bodies, that we would have what we hope for in glory and contained in all the promises you've given us and revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, today we're thankful. We're asked that you would turn us from our sins and our iniquities and cleanse us. But not only do we pray for our souls in our sin, we pray also for those who may be downcast today, struggling in great sin. Father, turn your people from their iniquities. Turn them. They cannot, and we cannot turn ourselves. And so turn your children, Father, by your Spirit, and that we would not quench or grieve the Spirit any longer, but that we would bow the knee and return unto you, knowing that you're a God who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness to 1,000 generations of those who love you and keep your commandments. Or be that God that you promised to be to us today. We know you will in Him. And so, Father, grant us that saving from those sins that weigh us down, and the circumstances and the afflictions that we're under, Father, relieve us of them at the right time, like you did with your servant Job, who for some time grieved and struggled under the affliction as a discipline to him. And so we long for your discipline, as we hear about in Hebrews 12. We long for that discipline, knowing that you love us, or you would not discipline those you don't love. You discipline those you love. And so, Father, grant us that godly discipline that will lead us into the paths of righteousness and comfort us in the midst of the affliction and in the midst of the struggle. Father, comfort us. Father, we pray that you would be with our children, the young children, even any who might be in the womb, that you would turn their hearts to you today, and you would grant salvation to them as you have declared them to be holy or set apart as the covenant, part of the covenant people of God and the visible church on earth. Father, we desire to see them in heaven. We desire to see them in glory forever and be part of the true church, that number of the elect. And so if they are, Father, we ask that you would call them, and maybe perhaps even today, if that would be your will, you would call them to yourself and they would know not one more day apart from Christ your Son and that love of Him that surpasses all understanding. And Father, we're thankful for your love. And we ask that you would be praised for it, for its height and depth and breadth. Father, we ask that you would teach us of your love today. Father, moreover, we ask that you would be pleased to receive our thanksgiving and praise. We praise you that some are here this Lord's Day who were not able to be here last Lord's Day. And we're thankful that Tim and Patricia are here today with us. Again, we give you praise for this, that you've strengthened them and enabled them by your grace to be here and all of us who are here today. who might be missing some. Father, we ask that you would be praised for this. We often forget to give you thanks, even for little things. And so, Father, we give you thanks for these and many others that you have so blessed us, and the countless blessings of which we don't even know how you've blessed us. Father, we give you thanks for those and how you continue to bless us and work all things together for our good. But Father, we know that there may be here some who are those described in Proverbs 1, who hear the counsel, who hear wisdom, and they reject it. Who hear it countless times and reject it over and over. And Father, turn their hearts to you, that they would see Christ and love him, and you would love him and love them. And Father, we ask that you would grant them wisdom. Wisdom that only comes from you in Christ your Son and your Word. And the wisdom of the world is foolishness. And so we're thankful that of those you have called unto yourself, that we have a great blessing of the wisdom you've granted that is greater than the smartest or most intelligent man in all the earth. We have greater wisdom than these. Father, because you have given us true wisdom that is from your Word. Father, we think of the scientists who may be brilliant and know various things of your creation, yet don't even acknowledge you. And so they don't even understand the science they deal with and the greatness of it, and the grandeur and the wonder. Or they think it's just happened. And Father, what a great blasphemy that is, as we'll hear even this morning in the sermon. Father, that all such study is really a study of you and what you've done. And so, Father, grant wisdom to us and your people and our children for 1,000 generations. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.